My name is Ron Blatchley. I'm at 3129 Palmetto Lane in Bryan. First, I want to say to the council and to the mayor, it's an honor to be in front of you today. I've been in that spot before, both as a council member and as a mayor, and it's not an easy job. But I think you all are doing a wonderful job. The city is on a run right now, like unlike anything I've seen, even long before I was on the council. So I applaud your efforts. Second thing is I want to applaud your efforts for being willing to tackle the issue of municipal golf course. The first thing I want to mention to you as a former mayor and member of the council, I would hope that you would consider very carefully whether or not every issue, particularly if it has a lot of, I'll call them for and against folks, that every issue you need to go to a referendum. If you want to strap the council, if you want to strap the city with undue kinds of effort to make anything happen, just do referendums for everything. It's impossible. I read where you're even considering a charter amendment. That would be absolutely the worst thing you could do, a charter amendment, either on the golf course or any other item at this point, similar to this. Now, let me just say real quickly, I know only 2 minutes, so let me say quickly that change is difficult. Change is difficult for a lot of folks. For golfers, it's even more difficult, I think. But let me say that we don't provide any kind of incentive to have people visit our parks. What we do have, is that 2 minutes?
Yes, sir.
My goodness.
Please finish your sentence, sir.
Let me finish my sentence. What we do have is we have people go to a golf course to play golf, to pay to play golf. We don't ask people to pay to go to our parks, but we all pay for both by virtue of our taxes. So, in fact, should we subsidize the golfer because they happen to be a golfer versus a person who just walks through the park? You don't walk through the golf course when golf is in play. So I suggest there's a big difference between talking whether or not we're subsidizing golfers or we're subsidizing people or not subsidizing people going to the parks. I don't believe we as citizens, taxpayers, should subsidize golf. Let me say that 30 years ago, I dealt with this problem. 31, as a matter of fact. And I'll just suggest to you that, can you name anything, five things, if you please, other than technology, that the price hasn't changed in 30 years? Think about that. And then review the prices at municipal. See how much money you're losing. I leave it with you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
My name is David Gott. I live at 3611 Old Hearn Road in North Bryan. It's item H, which is to try to save the municipal golf course. I grew up playing golf with my dad. I have no disagreements with golfers. I like golf. I play occasionally still. But I do feel that I'm the president of one of the local little leagues, and speaking on behalf of the parents' concerns that I've gotten feedback from this year, every year it seems like they see these parks like College Station, that it's city run, Franklin, Mumford, just different parks that have city run parks that their facilities are a lot nicer. The little leagues struggle to keep their parks up because we are volunteer based and we don't make a whole lot of money. We're not in the business to make money. But I do know that if we were to have a change and bring in some type of athletic complex, whether it be at municipal or another location, that I feel that it would bring a lot of, it potentially could bring business to the city. You could hold tournaments. I know that if it's in their city like that, you have a lot of potential to give your restaurants more business because people will eat out a lot when they're watching their kids play. We do. We did it four nights a week. So I'm in favor of not keeping the golf course, but moving on, and let's create an athletic complex for our kids that are growing up and potentially could be in your seats one day. Thank you.
My name is Mike Alladiano, and I reside at 9 Raven Drive in Bryan. I come before the council to let you know that I am also in support of 6H, the addition of a athletic center for our children, for our kids, for young people, for older adults would be perfect for Bryan. I coach Little League, and I can't tell you how many times we've gone to different tournaments around the Brazos area, and the accommodations that other cities have that are just fantastic compared to what we have here. We try our best to maintain our own facilities, but kids are playing out in outfields with ruts and fences that are falling down, lights that are just marginal. We definitely need a athletic complex for Bryan to, if nothing else, to draw tournaments and other people into the city. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Silas Garrett. I live at 11272 Dillieshaw Tap in Bryan. I've been a lifelong resident of Bryan, and I do believe I'm on here for 6H, that we do need an athletic complex, not just for baseball, but for all sports, tennis, football, soccer. This would be a great location. It's centrally located for everyone. This is something that everyone could utilize, even the skaters that are in town. I grew up as a child. We had a swimming pool at the old golf course that now is full of dirt. This could be a place to where we could have another swimming pool instead of going to the aquatic center and standing there shoulder to shoulder with somebody else, or over in Haswell, or was that off of Henderson? You know what I'm saying? It's the same way. It's just shoulder to shoulder people. We don't have enough places for our youth to go and do something for them to get out of the house and quit playing a video game. Let's go out and exercise a little bit. If we have a place to where they can go out and play football, soccer, and different things, this would be a great place for the community. I was president of Little League for a long time in this area, and we never had any place to really practice or play besides the Little League parks, and those were limited use. And with this would be an annual place for everyone to use. And not just for some of the younger children, but all ages, no matter what happens. Thank you very much. And I want to thank all of y'all. I know it's a hard position that y'all are in. Y'all, I think y'all are doing a great job, personally. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. State your name and address for the record.
Howdy. Excuse me. My name is Michael Parks. I live at 3506 Ocala Drive in Bryan. I'm here today to tell you thank you for even taking up this issue. I'm also a president of Bryan United. You can probably see by the shirt. But I echo all the sentiment that's been here today. I'm talking about 6H. But I feel like it probably doesn't need a referendum. If the city would just take a look at its own comprehensive planning, which I am a certified planner by trade, our own comprehensive plan says that by 2015, we need three more community parks in this community just to keep up with national averages. We haven't built one. There's been no new community parks since we created our comp plan. In fact, the comp plan says that by 2015, we need close to 500 acres just to meet the demand that our citizens today require for open space and exercise. Right now, it is on the prioritized list within our own documents. And so I would submit that the city's already made this decision. We made it when we approved our comprehensive plan. To go to referendum, I agree with that. Let the people talk about it. But if it doesn't, if the vote fails tonight, the city already has a mandate because we've already decided it. We need to do this. We need to build these facilities. We're losing our kids to many, many other things. Let's invest in our future. I hope you make the right choice. Thank you very much.
My name is Oliver Sims. I live at 4049 Austin's Landing in Bryan. I'm speaking in reference to 6H. I am strongly in support of the construction of a sports super complex. As previously mentioned, our Little League fields around town are in disrepair. They're at least 40 years outdated. The fencing, the lighting, the scoreboards, the concessions, all of it would have been suitable probably 50 years ago, but they just haven't met their match due to the age. I believe the super complex would benefit our youth and our community, the children, and economically. I think it would bring in a lot of tournaments based on our geographic location, you know, between Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, Houston, would make us very attractive for tournaments and other activities year-round going on at the super complex. Our weather is nice, which really would make it a year-round complex. College Station already brings in numerous tournaments to Central Park, various areas. You always see softball, 7-on-7, this and that, all over the town year-round, and they tend to reap the benefits financially, economically. We get some spillover, but they primarily reap the benefits over there. I'd like us to have something like that in our town, and to really make us a shining star in that field. Thank you.
My name is Michael Jedlicka. I live at 4749 Collette Lane in Bryan. Bryan, Texas is a wonderful place to live, raise our children. And there's a lot of support here tonight for our children. There's a lot of people around this room that are lifelong residents. I'm one of them. And so as a lifelong resident, we were children once. So I'm here to speak on 6H. And I'm in support of helping to make that investment in our children, whatever sport they play, football, baseball, softball, soccer. A multi-sports complex would be a great thing to leave our children and our children's children. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Howard Ryder, and I live at 1110 Forest Glen Court here in Bryan, and I strongly support a super park for a lot of different reasons, but for my 8-year-old son, more than anything. And that would do the community and the kids a lot more, help them a lot more than the golf course would. There's several golf courses, if you want to play golf, that you can go play golf at. There's very few, if any, decent ballparks in town, and I think this would be a good start. So, yeah, I'm for it.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
My name is Mark Posada, and I live at 2301 Kent Street in Bryan. I'm here in support of the Super Park as well. We got involved in Little League about 2.5 years ago, and I have to be honest with you, I'm pretty disheartened, just basically in the conditions of some of the fields. With my job, I get to travel around the state quite a bit. I've always been excited about Little League. Grew up in South Texas, real small town. And I have to admit, here in Bryan, it's really tough to keep the kids involved in baseball. As a baseball coach, we're always struggling to find just any parks here and there just to try to get the kids to practice. I have to tip my hat to, you know, David and Mike, a couple of guys that came up here earlier. If you drive out there Saturday morning, if you leave the ballpark at 9, 10 o'clock at night, they're out there working the fields. You know, they're putting in their time. All the parents put in their money, which is great, and we're not complaining about that. But a community the size of Bryan deserves to have a decent ballpark. You know, we're talking about giving the kids something to do. They become disengaged, you know, after they hit 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. We want to keep them out of trouble. We want to give them a positive place to go. So I think that Super Park would be a great place to do that. So thank you.
Thank you, sir.